in this segment, we've got Karen Richards, a publisher of the Houston Forward Times, and also Jeffrey Boney, who is a contributing writer with the Forward Times, and also the CEO of the Texas Business Alliance. Welcome to Sunday Morning Live, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. And also on the telephone, we have Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I'm so delighted to be with all of you. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning,
Jeff. Good morning, Val. And good morning, Dr. Smith.
Thank you. We're here to talk about the Forward Times Visionary Pastors Awards, which is coming up on May 17th at the George R. Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Ms. Richards? A little bit more information?
Well, the Visionary Pastors Awards was created last year, a vision I had to honor our pastors here in the city. And here I can't believe it's a year later.
Yes, it's gone fast.
Yes, and we're doing it again. So we're real excited about honoring our pastors who have contributed greatly to our community. So here we are again.
Okay. And how did the awards come about to begin with?
Well, I had a vision last year, and I usually pass things by our publicist, Judy Faustin, and I said, listen, I have this idea. Well, it was an idea given to me by the Holy Spirit, didn't quite understand it at first, and I basically was to honor the pastors and just showcase them and show the community what our pastors are doing. You know, oftentimes they get a bad rap or they're not doing enough, but one of our honorees, Pastor Kirby John Caldwell, he was really instrumental in what I knew that I was supposed to do. When you look at what he's done on the magnitude here in the city, it made me start to wonder what are some of the other pastors doing. And after we honored the ones we did last year, and we were able to send crews out to video and everything, it's just amazing what they're doing in our city. And we just want to say Forward Times sees you, and now we want the community to see you.
Yeah, and I know the congresswoman probably has is always on a clock. She doesn't have a lot of time. But Congresswoman, you are one of the honorary chairs this year. Is that correct?
With great honor, not only honorary chair, but was the first one last year as well. So I'm back again. And even though I'm in South Carolina this morning fighting to send another good person to Congress, I've been called to do that. My time is your time as it relates to what this wonderful and magnificent program is all about. I simply want to raise the question and say, how do you say thank you? And I am just so delighted that Karen had a vision, but it really is part of the legacy and vision of the Forward Times. The Forward Times has always been forward-thinking. She inherits this legacy from her mother and her father, joined, of course, by what I call an esteemed insightful journalist and businessman and Jeff Boney. And I just think that it took them to realize that congregations say thank you, but when does the community say thank you to these visionary pastors? And what a group of visionaries we have this year. We had an enormous and exciting event last year with historic pastors all in gleam and regalness and black tie and filled up the George R. Brown Convention Center, but now we come for the second one, and to be able to highlight the programmatic missionary commitment in the 21st century of these pastors. And I will say this, we need the community to come. We need the community to buy tickets. We need the community to offer their businesses as sponsors to say thank you. I bet they're members of the congregation. I know you give to the respective churches, but I bet you work with businesses, and you may not realize that you can call the Forward Times, Judy Faustin, and you can call and be a sponsor for something as visionary as this. So I think, if I might say, that this is a way for the grander, larger community to say thank you. And I have seen the work that pastors have done from the helping of the sick and the frail, but I have seen them open their doors for, for teaching us to vote, for fighting against voter suppression, for helping schools and parents, for fighting against injustices in the criminal justice system. People don't know that. And I'm very glad to be part of saying thank you.
All right. Well, we thank you for being available to us this morning, Congresswoman, and hope that all things go well with you there in South Carolina.
Thank you so very much. And I thank Karen and Jeff and the whole Forward Times family for allowing me to be part of this. And we're going to be working hard all the way up until May 17th at 8 p.m. Is that right,
Karen? Yes, it is.
Okay,
thank you, Sheila.
Friday night. All right. So I'm hoping that we will see a grand happening on that night, and a grand thank you as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 10:04, 4 past 10 o'clock. You're listening to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. We just heard from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And we have in the studio Karen Richards, the publisher of the Houston Forward Times, and Jeffrey Boney, a staff writer and...
associate editor.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It's all right. I'm not big on titles anyway, man. I'm chief bottle washer.
Of course. After you quick sweep the parking lot there.
Absolutely.
Okay. But, you know, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. Now, the Houston Forward Times has been around a long time, making a lot of contributions to the community. In fact, how long have you been in existence?
Been in business 53 years.
53 years.
Yes.
Well, that's a whole lot of stories.
Yes. My father was a founder, founded the paper in 1960, and we... honored to continue to support the news in our African-American community.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, the event is going to be at the George R. Brown. Now, who are some of the pastors that are going to be honored?
Well, we're going to be honoring 10 visionary pastors and also 3 Hall of Fame pastors. The 10 visionary pastor honorees this year will be, of course, Karen mentioned Pastor Kirby John Caldwell with Windsor Village United Methodist Church, Pastor Samuel Compton Sr. with Mount Canaan Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Edwin Davis, Galilee Missionary Baptist Church, Church, Pastor Reginald Devon with Silver Lake Church, Pastor Terrence Johnson at Higher Dimension Church, Bishop Rufus Kyles Jr. with Evangelist Temple Church of God in Christ, Pastor Ed Montgomery, Abundant Life Cathedral Church. Then we have 3 more, Pastor Greg Patrick with Southwest Community Church, Pastor Michael Pender with Fallbrook Church, and Pastor Byron Stevenson with the Fort Bend Church. And the Hall of Fame pastors, a lot of people don't know this.
And I didn't know that either. I said, what?
Yeah, that Dr. Thomas Freeman. Yeah. Has been a pastor in the city. We actually highlighted him in our paper where he celebrated 63 years as a pastor of Mount Horem Baptist Church. Most people know him, of course, as the world-renowned Dr. Thomas Freeman from Texas Southern over the debate team. But he's also been serving the community as a pastor, a long-serving pastor in this community. And then, of course, everyone knows Dr. William Bill Lawson, pastor emeritus at Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church, and then Pastor Floyd Nathaniel Williams, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. So we have a strong number of visionary pastors and honorees this year.
Sound like the safest place to be on the 17th of May.
You definitely be covered in prayer.
Yes. And proceeds of this event, where do they go? Let's talk about that.
Well, my mother passed in April of 2010, and shortly after that, I established the Julius and Lenora Carter Scholarship and Youth Foundation. When growing up, my parents always assisted kids in going to school, but they would never write about it. And so I was like, well, you're going to put that in the paper? And she said, no, we don't need to talk about that. So I found the need to what they did privately for so many years, I wanted to do publicly. So what we do with that, we intern students. Jeffrey assists with that. We just partnered with and just interviewed a lot of kids from Yates. We intern those kids. They're in the line of journalism, communication, broadcasting. We even adding a little video now. So we mentor those kids, and we also give them practical work experience and intern them through the summer, and it's just been phenomenal. Don't forget the scholarships.
That sounds great, though. That's a great foundation, you know, getting all of that background. Yeah. So, the entertainment. that's going to be something.
Well, I'm sure nobody's going to really come for the entertainment, right? but we have a star-studded group of individuals that'll be on tap. You know, of course, we have the legendary Miss Dorothy Norwood, who will be there. You know, for those of you who really like to get down with the old school gospel. But we also have Grammy and Stellar Award winner Miss LeAndrea Johnson, who last year tore the house down singing her songs and had everybody crying and weeping, I suppose. Then, of course, if you are a BET Sunday Morning, BET Sunday Best,
yes.
Watcher and viewer. You've seen Joshua Rogers, the
last
young man who was last year's winner. He's also going to be performing. Musical director V. Michael McKay, Houston's own. We got Carnell Davis and Incorporated to Praise. Musical guest Endurance and violinist Omar Lopez. And it's going to be hosted by the legendary radio icon, Mr. Wash Allen, well as KPRC's own Miss Courtney Gilmore, news reporter.
Yeah, of course, I'm going to be one of the presenters on the program.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're going to be the star of the show.
No. Well, now, give that date and time one more time.
May 17th, 8 o'clock p.m. at the George R. Brown General Assembly Theater. And I don't want to forget our sponsors and our honorary chairs, which is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, Congressman Al Green, and our chair, Ms. Dr. John Stanford Jr. We couldn't have done that without their help. The sponsors are Wells Fargo, Communication Workers of America, CWA, Music World Gospel, Bayway Auto Group, Council Member Larry Green, who was a big help, and Attorney Waverly Nolly. So I just want to thank them because we could not do this without them.
And of course, you want more sponsors, of course. It's not too late, right?
Absolutely. You definitely can contact us at the Forward Times offices. Go online, of course, forwardtimesonline.com, but call us, 713-526-4727. Again, that's 713-526-4727. I want to, you know, if we can, talk about briefly the theme, if you have a moment.
Yeah, we got some more time, let's go to the phone first. Let's talk to Billy on line two. Billy, you're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Praise God. I was just calling to tell Sister Richards, thank you for all that you're doing for the Houston community.
Thank you so much.
And we were very delighted last year. You honored our pastor, Dr. Clemens.
Yes.
Over at Pleasant Hill.
Right.
And I brought my son with me. And, he and my daughter-in-law were on the brink of divorce. And they were very touched. The room was filled with the Holy Spirit. And we all had a good time. And we just want to thank you again for such a spirit-filled event that has come over this city. And we will be back in the place.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
And we're bringing more people with us.
All right.
And I just want to tell you, keep on doing what you're doing. I knew your mother, and she was a fantastic woman, and I know that she is smiling down on you right now.
All right.
Thank you,
Billy.
Makes you want to say it.
Yeah, so they got problems at home. Just everybody come to the JRB on the 17th.
We help at homes. We do it every day.
All right. Now, you wanted to talk about the theme.
Well, you know, this year's theme is Our Faith, Our Voice, and Our Future. A lot of people, especially in our community, don't understand the importance of the Black press as well as the Black church and its importance in our existence here in America. And in our article this week on the front page, we talk about that significantly. We talk about Richard Allen, who was the founder of the AME Church,
yes.
The first Black church in Houston, in America, and how it came about. But, you know, you look at the power of the Black church and how Richard Allen, along with his wife, helped escape slaves. They were one of the stops on the Underground Railroad where individuals were able to come and seek freedom from their slave experience. And another thing that was important, though, through Richard Allen and the Black church, they were able to help talk about the power of the Black dollar and hold economic boycotts in order to get the white slave owners and people that were driving that to understand that the Black dollar, the Black people here in America were very, very important. And he spoke out against slavery. And he was primarily the primary influence behind abolitionist Frederick Douglass, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King. His writings and his life's work were their influence. And you look at Ida B. Wells. I don't know if y'all know Ida B. Wells and how she became a journalist because of experiences that she had. And she spoke out against lynching. But she said she was going to use the power of the pen in order to address the major issues affecting African Americans. So the power of the black press, the power of the black church, what you all are doing here Sunday Morning Live, what we're doing at the Houston Forward Times, and what we're doing all across this country, we have to be able to use these vehicles to teach our future, our youth. And so that's why our theme this year is Our Voice, Our Faith, Our Future.
Make you want to say amen.
That's right. That's right.
Pass the plate.
to the visionary pastor.
We also want to let you know you can still buy tickets online as well as come by the office. Online is forwardtimesonline.com. Click the visionary pastor's icon, and the address is 4411 Almeda. You can come by. We'll be there today and next weekend also. And we just hope to see everybody come out and support our pastors.
And we hope they do also. Thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning. Jeffrey Boney, associate editor of the Houston Forward Times, and also Karen Richards, publisher of the Houston Forward Times. Again, that's May 17th, the George R. Brown Convention Center, the Forward Times Visionary Pastors Award. Why not get a group at your church and maybe just round them up and just buy a block of tickets and get the whole row? You know, I think it'd be a great thing for you to be a part of that program. Okay, any final thoughts before we...
Well, we just want to thank the Houston community for supporting the Houston Forward Times for 53 years this past January. We celebrated,
yes.
And we're still reporting the truth, affecting change, and moving forward. We are your true community newspaper. We want to hear your stories. We just entered into a partnership at the Charles X. White Community Partnership Breakfast this past week, where we talked about the various civic clubs across the city of Houston that are going to be partnering with us so that we can tell everybody's story in the community and what's going on. We don't know everything, but with your help and you letting us know, we can get the word out. Many of the stories that appeared here on the Sunday Morning Live came by way of what we were able to report in the Houston Forward Times and across the country. So, you know, we're very excited, and we want to encourage you to continue to support the Houston Forward Times. You can subscribe to us, and we'll mail it to your house.
All right. All right. Thank you so much once again for being a part of the program.